AI chatbots weaponized, humanoid robots deployed to war zones. Russia-linked hackers have successfully weaponized ChatGPT and Gemini to attack Ukrainian targets, revealing how AI systems designed for civilian applications become tools of warfare. Researchers disclosed a vulnerability dubbed Chat, which exploits ChatGPT's web summarization feature to render phishing content inside the platform's trusted interface. Users believe they are receiving legitimate summaries, while attackers deliver malicious links through the AI's own responses. CISA issued warnings about cascading attacks on GitHub and NPM ecosystems, underscoring that the threat extends well beyond individual chatbots to entire software development infrastructures. Meanwhile, Trump-linked startups are reportedly testing humanoid robots in Ukrainian war zones, raising pointed questions about oversight and accountability when civilian technology companies provide military capabilities during active international conflicts. The episode illustrated a broader pattern. An AI startup offering free New York apartment cleaning in exchange for filming everything to train household robots operates on the same technological continuum as systems finding their way into combat zones, with ethical frameworks struggling to keep pace. On the legislative front, the House Defense Bill's Section 224 of the proposed 2027 NDAA would formally fuse U.S. and Israeli militaries through joint AI and cyber development, expanding weapons co-production and data sharing across emerging technologies. Defense Secretary Hegseth committed to boosting weapons output for Ukraine, even as the Pentagon simultaneously sought troops to attend White House UFC events. A juxtaposition that drew scrutiny over mixed messaging about military priorities. The technological dimension of these conflicts also illuminated a strategic irony flagged by Huawei's chairman, who publicly thanked the United States for export controls that he said had supercharged China's semiconductor development. The U.S. plans to accelerate troop withdrawal from Europe while increasing weapons production for Ukrainian forces, suggesting a shift toward technological rather than physical military presence, a transformation that observers noted helps explain why corporate AI spending now exceeds dot-com bubble peaks as a share of GDP.